Hello, hello everyone. This is Margie Salas with your podcast of business marketing. Today's topic is about email marketing. I got a question from last podcast that one of our listeners wanted me to elaborate more about business email marketing and how can I make it easy. So it's very easy, and as easy as ching, 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 because every time I think of email marketing, I think of that remarketing, that marketing made easy for you and for your clients. Well, I want to start to you guys about grab your pen and paper, because I'm going to give you a couple tools and I want you to follow up with me. Are you ready? All right, I'm going to give you a second. Pen and paper. Okay, now that you got pen and paper, I want you to take some notes, because in everything in life, there's a process, and I want you to succeed at this. So let's start by building. Building is a very important word when it comes to email marketing, because you need to build your database. In your database, you choose what information you want to collect from your clients. If you want to ask them for their email, if you want to ask them for their address, if you want to ask them for their age, it all depends to you. Especially for email marketing, let's just stick to asking your clients for their email. And at some point I will mention phone number, but that's another podcast probably. At this point, you want to ask your clients for their email. That way you can start building your database. If your business is small business and you don't have that many clients, my suggestion to you is every time you network and you give out business cards and you collect business cards, every business card, so you say 99% that they will have an email and a phone number and a name. Add those to your database and that will help you grow it. You know, 5, 10, 20, it all depends how often do you network with professionals, but it will help you spread the words. Email marketing, it's a great tool because it gives you an opportunity to engage with your customers on a constant basis, depending on how engaging you are. If you don't know what to write about, no problem. I hope you got your pen and paper. You ready to take notes? So after you build your database, it's time to create content. So blogs, got that one down? Newsletters, you gotta share your new products with your customers. Better yet, if you got a new product and it's in your business for a limited time offer or a certain amount of time, you got to share with them and let them know, hey, you got to try this X, Y, and Z that I have until May 10th. You got to try it. So you got to invite them in to try that new product, limited time offer, or simply, you know, share a special offer. Hey, they are your valuable customers. Why not share a special offer with them? Try to engage them. And also in business events, I am a huge advocate for events, because events give you an opportunity to share your reason why. It gives you a human opportunity to really showcase who are the business owners, why are the reason why they are in business. Of course, everybody's in business to make money and to be an entrepreneur, independent, but you got to have a bigger purpose than that, because nowadays we live in a society that people don't buy, you know, just because it looks pretty. People buy why. And through email marketing, it gives you a great opportunity to do such a thing. Also, I'm another advocate of collaboration. I think that we rise by lifting others, and when you collaborate with other businesses, either alike or completely different, it also gives you an opportunity to collaborate and to grow your database, to grow your emails, to build reputation, to enlarge your brand awareness, to acknowledge the clients out there, because they don't know about you, so you gotta put the word out there. It also helps you connect with your community. If you are an online business, you can connect with the business in your town or the people that you are targeting with, regardless of where they are, through an association, through another business, through different influencers that are within that industry. Also, through your community, you are able to grow. If you have, a business location, you want to share what you have with the people in your community because those are the ones that are closer to you. They're like your family, your bread and butter. So you got to let them know that you are there for them. So now that you got all these, the cool part comes in. You hit the most important button of them all. I should put some background music for this button. Click the send button. Just close your eyes and send that thing. Because if you think about it too much, listen, too much, too little, too less, too big, too small, forget about it. Just write a blog, highlight an event, and hit that button. Forget about the rest. It will happen. So after you do a couple emails, I strongly, strongly, strongly suggest the only way for you to measure your results of what's working and what's not, because in life, everything has a purpose, and you need whatever you do, you need to have a way where you can measure out the results of your emails, of your campaigns, of any marketing effort that your business have. You need to have a way of measuring how productive and how well it's working for you. Because if it's not, then you need to figure another way out of this because, hello, you cannot be wasting your time like that. So, data. Huge fan of data. Data speaks on its own. Data, it's money. So once your emails are sent, you need to be able to know how many people open it because somebody saw it out there. Regardless if it's your primo, your vecino, your hermana, your fulanito, your cousin, your third cousin, your coworker, whoever saw it, you need to know how many people saw it and how successful was your open rate. Also, your bounce rate, you want to make sure that you are putting the correct emails. And actually, how many people reply, meaning if they took the time to open it, read it, and now they're taking 2 seconds to reply back to you. Golden! So, this tool will tell you what's working and what's not. Just straight up, okay? Now that you got this down, let me sum it up for you. Are you ready? One, two, three. Build your database, create your emails, add value by highlighting your products, your events, your neighbor, for God's sake, that special employee, whoever, your fulanito tal, anybody that is gonna build value to your company, highlight it and share it with the world because people need to know why. Hit that button, send, forget about it for a day or two or a couple days, depending. And then look at your data. And no matter what you do, this is the most important tool of them all. Are you ready? Best for last. Are you ready? Are you ready? Dun, 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 dun. Have freaking fun. Dude, you just gotta enjoy it. Have fun. Try different things. If it doesn't work, figure another way out. Don't quit. Just gotta keep on going, keep on trying, and figure out what else you can do. I hope you like my podcast. If you have any questions, please contact me. I am here for you. I'm making this podcast to help you guys as much as I can. Thank you for all your questions, all your comments. I really appreciate them. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Once again, this is your host, Margie Salas, on Business Marketing. If you have any questions, reach out to me. Have an awesome, fantastic, fabulous, great day. And I hope you listen once again. Bye.